Every time I go to the grocery store, there's one aisle that stands out to me the most, and I always look down it, no matter what I'm there to get. If I'm just popping in for a gallon of milk or whether I'm getting a whole cart of groceries, there's one aisle that always intrigues me, and I love going by it. And I actually love going by it multiple times. And if you know me really well, you might think it's where the sodas are, but no, it's not. It's actually the gift card aisle, because I always love walking by the gift card aisle and seeing the people standing there laboring over which card. Every person who's there is trying to find the perfect card with the perfect sentiment, the perfect words, the perfect picture, you know, one that matches the person it's for, but matches the person it's coming from. And there's this struggle, and you go by, and sometimes the person will be there every time you go by. And as you leave, they're still there in the aisle sweating over which card they're gonna pick. In my family, we hand make cards a lot. I brought some of them here for you. This one's from my daughter, for one. She made a little man running, and then it says, "Happy birthday," when it opens up. And my other son made this one, duct tape and paper with some staples, and he's drew a little picture, and there's a dog, and a cross with God and Jesus, and a Dr. Pepper, and just so many different things. But what I love about these is it shows not only their heart, but it also shows me in these cards, and it's a way of communicating their love for me because of my love for them. And I think that's what, as we wrap up this series on gifts and spiritual gifts, as we're each of the guys this week, and Chris and JD and Christopher and Austin, have gone through this, the different aspects and facets of this one body, you know, many members, and all the ramifications of it. As he gets to the end of chapter 12 here in 1 Corinthians, he actually says this, "But earnestly desire the higher gifts, and I will show you a still more excellent way." And if you know anything about 1 Corinthians, the very next chapter is the chapter on love. And it takes us into this idea of love and even goes back to the gifts and the different things of all of those without love are pointless. They're meaningless, they're void, they're empty. And what I love about cards is really the gifts are pretty much cards. Each of these cards are a vehicle or a method of transferring love to me from them because of my love for them. And in the same way, the gifts are meant to operate just like that. That the gift that we use is like the card, but the sentiment is the love. It's the love of God, that because God's love came down to us, we then can love. The Bible tells us we love because he first loved us. And this cycle begins. His love allows us to love not only him back for what he's done for us, but love others as well. True love, not just an earthly love or a misunderstanding of love or a mimic of what we think love looks like, but true, genuine love comes from the Father and then through us out to others, or from the Father and then reciprocated back to him like a card. It's that perfect embodiment of that. And each of us, like cards, are different in the way they are. Whether it's a get well card or whether it's a congratulations or a happy birthday or happy anniversary, the sentiment is love. It's happy anniversary, I love you. It's get well, I love you. And each of those cards are saying the same thing, but they're saying it in different ways. And even some of them with a different sentiment. And I think that's the uniqueness of the gifts, is some of them, they're funny. It's a funny picture and you get it and it's like, get well, knucklehead. And it's like, ha 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 ha. And others are like, I feel for you. I'm hurting for you. Get well soon. And the sentiment is there. I love you, but it comes across in a different way. And that's how the gifts are expressed as well. The different parts that we function in God's body are like those different cards. And God has made each of us, and in a way, that aisle of cards is like the picture of the body. Each one of them, for a different time, for a different purpose, in a different way, with a different sentiment, will fulfill the plan, the purpose, the will that God has for that card or for you. Your purpose, your plan, at the right time, in the right way, the way God has made you, to communicate his love to his creation, or to bring him glory, him honor, him praise, as we love him back because he first loved us. And so think of the gifts in that way. Think of the parts that you play, that your purpose, your design, is to communicate the love of God the way he created you to do it, with the gifts that he gave you to do it. But the end all purpose is love. Have a good day, Daily Dosers.